I think it said negative on seeing him right now.
It did.
But she wants to do what with this?
She doesn't want him in the house. She's not okay. Supposed to be in the house.
Just that sunroom?
Does she want to press charges? Or I mean...
I missed that part, Ruby. Sorry. I just heard her say that she couldn't see him anymore.
Okay.
The only thing I heard, she couldn't see him anymore, and she just wants to run out. I got you.
Make yourself known now. If not, I'll release the dog, and when he finds you, he'll bite you.
Sure, I don't. That verbiage of he's not supposed to be here.
Right.
Yeah, like, it but like doesn't that say
an old pastor of hers? Like, yeah. That's what the notes say. It's her. It's an old pastor.
What?
Really?
Yeah. The note. The more notes popped up when y'all got after y'all got here.
Okay. It's a weird thing to your pastor.
Yeah, an old pastor.
Why would he be in her house?
When I first met him, my impression was he was very charismatic, very nice, friendly, happy, like always happy.
He was always trying to weasel his way into her life under the ruse of good intentions. It was very, very wolf in sheep's clothing.
After he assaulted me, I said, I swear I will call the police the next time I even see you on my property. He never showed up to my house again, that I knew of.
It's terrifying. A man caught on security tape breaking into a home. What made this even more shocking is the identity of the intruder. It was 43-year-old Marie Columna's pastor. There he was in her kitchen, clearly identifiable. And it's not just any church. 49-year-old Sergio Guardia was a pastor at a mega church, the 24,000-member Thomas Road Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia.
He was not going to let up, which obviously is the case because he did not.
You could feel the terror in her voice. I will never forget the look on her face. She was white as a ghost. Her phone dings again, and she was like, he is breaking into my house again. And so we watched him live breaking into her home for a second night in a row. And I was like, Marie, you have to call the cops right now.
We said you're a pastor, so I won't lecture you on what the word says, because you already know what it says. Truth is truth, right?
Correct.
And the truth comes out regardless, right?
Correct.
What else does it say about truth?
Tell the truth.
It says it'll set you free, right? Clearly you've got a burden. Clearly you've got something you've been hiding. And the only way to get out of it, the only way to release that burden, is to start telling the truth.